AT&C AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back here to Baxter Henderson Fieldhouse. That band keeps wailing away upstairs there. They're loud and proud tonight here at Fall City High School. We have one game complete. We've got one to go here tonight. The Fall City Tiger boys and the Humboldt Table Rock Skinner Titans are about to do battle here. The Fall City boys are 4-15 on the year coming into this one. HTRS is 9-12 on the season for head coach Jamie Stice, his first year as the Titans head coach. Earlier this year, back on December 30th at the holiday tournament, it was HTRS with a win over Fall City, 42-31 was the final in that one, 42-31. Titans got the win that night. Here in the game earlier tonight in the girls' game on KTNC, it was the HTRS Titans picking up a win over Fall City by a score of 44-20 was the final in that one. Other scores tonight, finals, the Weeping Water Indian girls beat Fall City Sacred Heart tonight, 47-42. Weeping Water improving to 13-9 on the year. Sacred Heart drops to now 15-8 on the season with tonight's loss, 47-42 at Weeping Water. Also wrapping up tonight, let's see, we've got Johnson County Central girls over Pawnee City, 62-23. Lord Central Catholic girls over Brownell Talbot, 45-26 tonight. And one that is just wrapping up, Freeman and Johnson Brockett girls, that is 44-37. Freeman playing that game with about a minute left in that contest. That game over on Sunday 101.3 tonight. Randy Gatulli and Johnson bringing that action. That boys game between Johnson Brock and Freeman should be a ding number coming up. HTRS and Fall City boys warming up. We'll take a few minute timeout. We'll come back and give you the starting lineups on PTSA.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Dan's Country Meats, our small-town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Dan's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Join us for the 4th annual Sebethe Community Hospital Health Fair. Mark your calendars for Saturday, April 4th at the main event in Sebethe, Kansas. There will be many community businesses sharing resources, wellness tips, and much more. It's a great opportunity to take charge of your health and well-being. Join us Saturday, April 4th from 9 to 11:30 a.m. at the main event in Sebethe.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, back here at McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse, we have the boys warming up for our boys' varsity contest here tonight. Let's take a look at the expected starters here tonight in this ballgame. For HTRS tonight, we will be seeing Darius Boyne, a 6'1" junior. Boyne, a 6'1" junior. Damian Depp is a 5'9" junior. Garrett Durier, a 6' senior. Emma Goff, ours, our leading scorer on the season. He is a 6'3" senior and 6'4" senior Bennett Hart, also expected to be in the lineup to start tonight for HTRN. Could be some changes. And get them all checked in here right before game time, but we'll find out here in just a moment. Fall City will go with, expect to go with this five or six player tonight. Bodie Jones is a 5'7" junior. Paxton Armour is through the 5'10" junior. Paxton did not play Tuesday night out at Odell. He was ill right before the game and went home, couldn't play. So he's going to give it a try tonight for the Tigers. Elijah Layton is a 6'2" sophomore. Ethan Morris is a 6'3" senior. We have Grant Cobes, a 5'11 junior, that we'll see tonight, and Jacoby Banger, a 5'11 junior, also will see action tonight, along with 5'9 Carson Simpson. The Tigers will plug you pretty deep on their bench. Our presenting sponsor for this game is F&M Bank in Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. That's F&M Bank in Fall City, our presenting sponsor for tonight's basketball game here on KTNC. No hoops action tomorrow night, and it's girls sub-district action coming up next week for the girls teams in Nebraska. Titans.
Number 25, 6'3 senior.
Going right down the line here on the cert. Who is number 11?
Number 50, a 6'2 sophomore.
Cert 50. And 11 is going to start tonight, but I think.
Now get on your feet for your hometown Tigers.
Number 11.
Number 2.
I believe is Emmett Lockhart. Different jersey on tonight.
Elijah Layden.
All right.
Number 20, a 6'3 senior, Ethan Morris.
Getting them all lined up here.
Number 4, a 5'11 junior, Jacoby
Banger. So here we go. Jackson Ball, the head coach for the Fall City Tigers, his second year. So stepping into the center circle, number 11, I believe that to be Emmett Glothar. No idea why he's wearing 11 instead of 25, but that's what he's got on tonight. He'll jump it up in the middle against Elijah Layden for the Tigers. Ball City will go right to left towards the east bucket here in the first half of this contest. Ready to roll, the referees check it out, and here we go. And the Titans will tip the ball. Could they save it in? No, they did not. It's Fall City basketball. Ball tipped back with enough gusto on it, nobody can catch it. Tipped it right over the head of everybody. So Cole Hunziker, a 6'2 sophomore, starting tonight for the Titans. Taggers inbound it. Paxton Armbruster brings it out top. They'll get the ball in there to Jacoby Banger. Back a good, oh, and a hook on the shot. No good. Shot Paxton Armbruster is going to be heading to the free throw line to shoot a pair here. The foul will go against Garrett Durier. He hooked him right in the arm. No malice, just a bad look. Went up, got his hand inside the arm, and down he went. Free throw on the way up and rattled home for Paxton Armbruster. And the Tigers take the lead. Fall City picked up a win Tuesday night, 37-36 over Dylan Odell. They have won three of their last six games now. Second on the way, short, no good. Rebound, Jacoby Banger. Get it out of there to Armbruster. Now he'll hand it off to Bodie Jones. Left side with the ball. Banger back out top. Armbruster with the ball. Banger dribbles into the paint. Back out top. He'll give it up there to Morris. Now down in the corner with the ball. They go to their teammate down there, Layden down there. Now back out and swing around. 10 on the shot clock. Out on the right side. Armbruster started in, back out. 5 on the shot clock. He's going to have to shoot it. Got a long 3 on the way on the rim. No good by Armbruster. Foul on the rebound. That's probably going to be on Banger. It is. Jacoby picks up the first foul of the ball game. And it'll be Titan basketball. So H-Dress has their first possession, down 1-0. Coming the other way now with the ball, front court, Camion Devon all the way to the hole, hit the side of the basket on the shot. Rebound come out of there to Elijah Layden. He'll get it to Bodie Jones. He'll play to the point. And now give the ball up for Jacoby Banger. Back to Jones, right side elbow with the dribble, backs out toward the midcourt stripe. Now turns, hands it away to Armbruster. Back to Jones, left side wing. Drives around to the free throw line. Hands it off, and traveling will be the call against the Tigers. Not getting his feet set with Jacoby Banger. It will be Titan ball. 1-0 HTRS here in the very early going tonight. Up the floor come the Titans. On the right side, they go with it there to Emmett Lothar. Take it out top to Hunziker. Now to Detman. Detman drives to the hole and a whistle and a foul. I think that might have been before the shot. Foul on the Tigers on Paxton Armbury for his first. Second team foul. It's before he got the shot elevated. So the Titans will inbound to Glothar over his head. He chases it down in the midcourt circle. Hands it off to Detman. Detman on the right side for Duryea. He'll lead the ball back for Darius Boyd. His pass to the side. Into the crowd it goes off one of his teammates' hands. And the Tigers get the basketball back. So the ball comes in. Bodie Jones up the floor, midcourt. Hands the ball off there for Banger. Right side to Armbruster. He'll hand it away, and they mishandle the handoff. And I think Layden had his foot out of bounds on that far side right in front of the Tigers student section over there. So the turnover to HTRS with 5:54 to go in the first period. 1-0 Fall City. Off the floor, Camion Detman off the right side to Glothar. Glothar in the middle to Duryea. We get a whistle away from the ball. And it's, what? It's Tiger ball. I don't know what he called. Oh, it's out of bounds. Okay. All right. Stepped out of bounds, apparently, over there on the far side. So the Tigers get the ball back, leading 1-0. Up the floor comes Bodie Jones, and he's going to go all the way to the hole and dishes it off. Oh, pretty pass. And coming in from the right side was Elijah Layden, and he couldn't make the catch. Bodie probably should have shot it. Layden couldn't catch it, and here come the Titans back to the front. Camion Devon off the right side. Grant Duryea inside to Glothar. Emmett goes up, and a defender comes down on top of him. That is going to be Elijah Layden, his first and the third team foul on the Tigers. At the line will be Glothar. Emmett, a 6'3 senior, sets, fires, got it. And we're tied at 1. 1-1 with 5:22 to go in the first quarter. Second one up. No good. Rebound comes out long. Picked off this time by Banger. Banged up the floor on the right side. Hands it off to Jones. Moving left. Now goes right. Picks up his dribble. And gets the ball across the court to Layden. Layden to Armbruster. Drives in. Cut off. 3 defenders there. He turns and he fires it up off the glass. And got it to go. Paxton Armbruster with his first field goal. And we've got a delay of game warning. Armbruster must have touched the ball or somebody when it came through the net. And it's 3-1 Fall City. off out to the front. Hemet goes off the left side now to Detman. Pass it back, and Glauber can't connect. The rebound brought down by the Tigers. Checking in for Fall City. Why not get to find another number here? 40 for the Tigers. Who is that? Not in our program, or was it? Kason Davis. Okay. To the front court go the Tigers with it in the hands now of Jacoby Banger. Off it goes. Now hand the ball on the inside, three on the shot clock, and putting it up. I think that's Kobza. I guess Grant Kobza. Let me check here. Is 40 Kobza? Is 40 Kobza? No. Davis? Yeah, okay. Got me confused here. Okay. It is Kason Davis. All right. Go in the other way. And we got a two-shot foul on the Tigers at the other end. Foul will go against Fall City's Elijah Layden. His second foul. Team foul number four. So off the Tiger bench now. We're going to bring in Brock Cottle. Free throw. Remick Golfer is up and good. And it's 3-2. So Ethan Morris in the game now again for the Tigers. Glauber looking for the tie here at the 4:04 mark, and he gets it. Glauber 3-for-4 at the line, and we're tied at 3. Tiger ball, front court, Bodie Jones on the right side. Moves to the paint, pass intended for Cottle, stolen away by Glauber. Good anticipation on the defense. Up the floor, cross court, Detman swinging it right side, gives it up for Bowling. Drives the baseline, tried to dish it off, and it's going to go off the hand of a Tiger. Out of bounds underneath the Titan basket here. So triggering will be the Titans. Lob it in for Glauber. Catch and shoot. Miss it. Rebound. Tipped it. Rebound. Nope. And he'll bring it out to Detman. Now to Glauber. Cottle fell down. And Glauber will hit the 15-foot jumper on the wing. He's got all five of the Titan points, and they lead it now 5-3 at the 3:21 mark. In the paint with it, Jacoby Banger kicks it out of there. Davis with it. Now swinging around the left side, and the ball bounced on the sideline. Morris couldn't get a hold of it, and the Titans get it after the Tiger turnover. So it comes in to Kamian Detman, excuse me. Kamian up the floor on the left side, gives it up for Darius Bowling. He'll go for the lob to Glauber. Scramble for it, got it back. Now he'll kick it out to the left side to Bowling. Bowling to Kamian Detman. And now Glauber, top of the circle. Passes off left side, 10 on the shot clock. Moving down is Detman. His pass knocked out, stolen by Bodie Jones. One on three all the way to the hole, up and good. Bodie Jones with the steal, and the bucket ties it up at 5. So we come back now to the HTRS end. 2:24 to go in the first. Lob in down low for Hunziker, and underneath him was Bodie Jones, is going to get whistled for the foul. Bodie Jones will pick up his first foul, team foul number 5. So it's free throws now for the Titans. Cottle out, back in the game. Paxton Armbruster for Fall City. So we will reset here. No, Armbruster can't come in yet because they're shooting free throws. So the first free throw will come for Cole Hunziker here. Then we'll sound the horn and Armbruster will check in. Free throw up, short, no good. Now he can go in. Cottle is out. All right, 2:19 to go in this first quarter. Free throw up, good. Hunziker makes 1 out of 2. The Titans lead again 6-5. And into the game, Reed Shupp, the 6-foot junior, in place of Hunziker. strike. Fall City ball to the front court. Jones with it. Dishes off down low with the basketball. Now gets it back out between the circles. Goes right side for Armbruster. Armbruster down the lane and a whistle and a push foul on the Titans. A lot of contact. Titans had about four defenders in the lane that time, and the foul will go on Kamian Devin, his first team foul, number two of the quarter. Darius Bowen will sit down and back into the game. Cole Hunziker in a hurry here for the Titans. From the baseline, the Tigers bring it in. Swing it around with a new shot clock now to Davis. And the ball is deflected out of bounds off of the Titans. Tiger ball in front of the Titan bench. Bring it in out top to Armbruster. Left side, Jones. He'll throw it to the middle and a layup good. An excellent assist. And a two-point bucket there for the Tigers. Ethan Morris with the bucket for Fall City. And it's 7-6 Fall City. Our second lead change of the game. Detman is back in. Pull-up jumper from 12. No. Rebound, Glothar. And he lost it. And ball came down. And they're going to say it's off the Titans out of bounds. Tiger basketball with a minute 27 to go in the first quarter. 7-6, Tigers lead. Jones in the front, off the left side for Banger. One dribble goes to the post with the basketball to Davis. Little up and under move, it's up, it's down, but a foul on the floor before the shot out of his hand. Foul on the Titans on 11. That's going to be on Emmett Glothar. Emmett's first, team foul number three. So inbounding will be the Tigers from the baseline with a minute 13 to go. Out top, Jones, cross court with it to Morris. Down in the right side corner, three ball up, no good by Armbruster. Weak side rebound, and coming up the floor, Kamian Detman. Detman off the right side. Now they'll skip it to the far side of the floor to Duryea. Skip it back to the near side as Jack Hilgenfeld is in the game. Glothar ends up with it right underneath the basket, puts it up and in. And it's got seven, and the lead goes back now to the Titans, 8-7. Jones dropped the ball, can't dribble, gets it away. Now inside it goes. Davis up and under, just short on the shot, ends up on the floor. Glothar comes down with the ball, picked up his dribble, goes over to Hilgenfeld. Left side, thinking about the long one, he is Duryea. He says, I better not. 20 seconds on the shot, on the clock. No shot clock here. With it, Kamian Devin near the midcourt circle. Five count is on. Harbers was with him. He got rid of it to Hunziker. Down in the corner, a bounce pass in to a Glothar. And a foul on Davis. He says, well, I got fouled at the other end. He didn't call that. The official said, I'm calling this one. And Glothar will go back to the line where he has seven. He's three out of four at the line. All right, Glothar ready. 6'3 senior, set, Spire hits it. 9-7 HTRS. Three lead changes, three ties so far in the first period. Glothar ready with 4.6 seconds to go in the quarter on the way up. Rattles off, no. Rebound to the Titans. Shot put up by Hunziker is blocked. Back to Glothar, no. And that will end the quarter. HTRS 9. Fall City Tigers 7. Back in 1 minute on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Runza and Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
At Equity Bank, we never forget, it's your money. That's why our customers are always armored against ATM fees. Your Equity Bank debit card provides this shield against all ATM fees, anywhere, anytime, giving you freedom wherever you go. Now's the perfect time to experience the Equity Bank difference. Stop by any Equity Bank location to open an account or do it in minutes online at equitybank.com. We're proud to serve you and help you make the most of your money. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
9-7 the lead to HTRS here in our boys game after one quarter tonight. Another final tonight over on Sunny 101.3. The Freeman Falcon girls defeated Johnson Brock tonight 61-54. 61-54, Freeman with the win in that girls game. That boys game coming up over on Sister Station Sunny 101.3 tonight. Drive in, golf are up, down, whistle and a foul. He came from the left wing, got the ball, went to the hole for the layup. It's good. Foul on Bodie Jones, his second. Team foul first of the quarter, and Gothar gets the bucket and the free throw. He's now got 11 points in the ball game, and the lead is 5 for HTRS. That's the biggest lead of the ball game. On the right side for the Tigers, in the hands of Jacoby Bangert. Back over to Armbruster. Bangert dribbles in. Back to Armbruster at the top of the circle. Left side, Jones. Bodie Jones throws the ball in the middle of the floor now. With it again is Bangert. For Jones, he'll go over to Armbruster on the far sideline. Move the ball down the lane. In the paint, up. No, but a foul on the Titans on the jumper. Referee said he came down. The foul will go on Cole Hunziker. His first. Team foul one in the quarter. And at the free throw line for Fall City, Jacoby Banger. Tigers went 1-for-2 in the first quarter. And that was good. They'll get another. Elijah Layden comes in for Keith and Davis for the Tigers. 2nd free throw coming up, and in and out, no good. Rebound to Gothar. It's 12-8. Titans have the lead and the ball to the front court. Load up a triple. It's short off the front edge for Bowling. Rebound. Bodie Jones has it. Held ball, and that time, this time it'll stay. It'll go to the Tigers. Excuse me. Fall City gets the ball on the alternating possession. Tigers inbound it. Jones coming up the floor. Defense comes up on a little pressure, so he'll go across the court. Teammate brings it up. Now it's Layden back out top. With the ball is Banger in the corner. The ball goes for Armbruster. Excuse me, no, it's 12. No, it's Layden, not 10. Now we'll go out to the other side of the floor on the right side. And back in a big step. Banger to Armbruster. Three ball. Right side elbow. Good. Armbruster's got 6. And the Tigers are within 1 at 12-11. Titans in the front court. Ball deflected, but caught by Kamian Detman. He tries to pass it down on the baseline to Cole Hunziker. Hunziker can't come up with the ball. It goes out of bounds, off his hand, out of bounds. Fall City basketball with 6:20 to go in the half. Not a chance to reclaim the lead here. Jones on the right side with the ball to the front court now. Works to the left side, and we got a whistle. They say he turned the ball over. I guarantee you the Tigers and the Titans have not had these referees before. They're calling it a little, I'm not saying they're calling it wrong, I'm saying they're just calling it a little different by it. They caught some things you don't often see. Players stepping out on the sidelines. That one, Palmy, you don't see much of that anymore. Turn it over, whatever you want to call it. Shot up is no good by the Titans, by Bowling. Rebound to Bodie Jones. Front court, he'll get the ball up there now to Banger. And now swinging around, Banger again on the right side of the floor. Into the post with the basketball, Layden. And as he throws to the corner, intended to get it there to Ethan Morris. And the ball off him, out of bounds, with 5:43 to go in the half. Here it comes the Titans to the front court. Right side with it. Bowling. Inside for Glothar. And he is fouled before he's able to even get close to getting a shot away here. Tiger foul on Ethan Morris. His first. Second foul of the period on the Tigers. Davis back in. Sitting down for Fall City. Elijah Layden. Getting to go. And we get a foul. Tigers made the steal as they went with the pass to Glothar. But we're going to get a whistle here on Jacoby Bangert, I'm reasonably sure. Yes, we do. His second, team foul number three of the quarter. So the Titans inbound from the baseline with 5:30 to go. And Bangert again knocks it away from him, out of bounds. So look alive over there on the sideline if you're just sitting there chatting away. Even if you're standing there chatting away. Here the ball comes in, and right on the sideline, coming down with it, Kamian Detman in the back. Now bring it, working hard in the paint is Glothar. Three ball, Detman up, won't go. Rebound comes out to Davis, his outlet, and a foul on the Titans here. 11 on Emmett Glothar, his second. Second foul of the period on the Titans. Bowling comes out back in the game for HTRS. Jack Hilgenfeld. Bringing in to Bodie Jones. Three team fouls on the Tigers, two on the Titans here in the quarter. Up the floor, now give it off in the middle between the circles. Jacoby Banger back to Armbruster. Down low to Morris. Back out, and the ball is kicked, and Tigers will retain possession. I couldn't begin to tell you who it went off of. From up here on our angle, it looked like it might have went off of the Tigers, but the officials were standing right there. They had a better look at it than I did. Here's a drive in, off the glass up, no good. Good move in by Ethan Morris, but he will be fouled. We'll go to the line to shoot to. Foul goes on Garrett Duryea, his second, team foul number three this period. Free throw rattles off the front edge, won't go for Ethan Morris. He's got 2 points in the game, looking for number three here. Sets, fires, short again, and he got, a lane violation on the Titans. So Morris is going to get a third free throw here. See if he can take advantage of it and tie the ball game up at a dozen. This has got everybody set. Morris ready. This one's up and can't get it to go. That's a live ball, fellas. Go. Oh, goodness. Everybody but one player for HTRS stood there and looked at it. The Tigers didn't move. I guess they thought he was shooting two. Not. Got to be aware of what's going on at all times. That had a bad look to it. In the front court, John Cook with it. Off to Glothar. Free throw line jumper up and too strong. Rebound grabbed out of there by Cole Hunziker. Hunziker will get it to Duryea. Cross court to Devin. Devin into Glothar. Four defenders around him. A little jump hook with the left hand. Won't go, but a whistle. And yet another foul. Who? Oh, 40. Okay. Case and David. Oh, he put up three fingers. But we don't have one of those on either team. All right. No, I guess we do have one. They're not in the game, though. 4:14 to go in the half. A one-point lead for HTRS and make it two. Emma Goff are now with a dozen in the game. 12 of the 13. For HTRS, for Emma Glothar. He's going to need some help before it's over. Callan Furness checks in, a 5'6 sophomore for the Tigers. Free throw up and good, nothing but net. And the lead is 14-11. Glothar's got 13, the team's 14. Here's a pass tipped and then traveling. It went to Jacoby Bangert and he caught it as he was moving, and the ball was deflected, and he is called for the traveling violation. All right, up the floor come the Titans. 4 minutes to go, first half. To the front court, Glothar with it. Gets it out to Cook. Back to Glothar, and he is knocked away. Stolen by Furness. Threw it ahead, and it's stolen away by Bowling. Bowling down the lane, left-hand scoop shot. It won't run. It was Detman, excuse me. Here comes Armbruster the other way. We got a fast pace going now. Banger to the paint. Between two or three defenders. Traveling. I tell you what, I'm going to tell you, these officials, I think they're doing a nice job, but they've called traveling more tonight than I've probably seen all season. 14-11, HTRS with the lead. Timeout, Ball City. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be back with more Tiger and Titan basketball coming up on KTNC after this 30-second timeout.
Tired of big city insurance feeling impersonal? We're your neighbors right here in Richardson County, offering personalized coverage for your farm, your home, your business, and your life. Whether it's protecting your family's future with life insurance or making sure your dream car is covered, Riverstone Insurance has the local know-how and big-name protection. With offices in Fall City, Rockport, and Mound City, that's Riverstone Insurance Group, protecting one neighbor at a time.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
3:34 to go in the first half. HTRS Lincoln Falls City 14-11 in this boys game. Titan girls came away with a win tonight over Falls City by a score of 44-20. All right, we are ready to get back to action here. Bringing it in, Darius Bowling. He'll get it in there for Detman. Came in, will come up the floor. Now get the ball on the right side. Glothar turns, ball went up. No, can't get it. Rebound is grabbed up by the Tigers. Coming out of there with the ball. We got another new player in the game coming on the roster. Okay. We'll find out here who it is. Cottle is in the ball game for the Tigers. Brock Cottle is a 6'2 senior. He has the ball on the right side baseline out to Bodie Jones to the top, now to Paxton Armbruster. Back to Jones, back out top with it. Armbruster, 9 on the shot clock. Cottle kicks it back out top, and a 3-ball for Jacoby Bangert is no good. And the rebound's going to skid out of bounds. It will be tight ball. That's Carson Simpson is 32. I had him as 30 earlier. Well, okay. Apparently we've changed some numbers here since the last time I saw the Tigers play. Lob in. Glothar makes the catch, elevates in the paint, and gets fouled. He'll go back to the free throw line where he's making a living tonight. Foul will go on the Tigers. Elijah Layden picks up his third foul of the ball game. 15 foul period on the Tigers. This time the free throw won't go. One more coming here for Glothar. It's up and good. He now has 14 of the Titans' 15 points in this ball game. Simpson, the ball game, a 5'9 freshman. And we're ready. Armbruster to the front court of the ball for the Tigers off the right side to Jones. He tries to fire in the middle to Elijah Layden, and the ball is tipped away. Got a foul. Foul on Kamian Detman. His second, team foul number 4 of the quarter with 2:24 to go in this first half. Now, that's not a shooting foul. No. Tigers were lining up to shoot free throws, but I said that's only 14 fouls. Here we go. Let's inbound the ball. Armbruster will trigger from the baseline. Look, you know we got to move, boys. Take the ball in to Simpson. Back out to Jones. They play catch. Now Jones on the left side, working with the basketball. Cross court with an Armbruster. Right side of the floor and back cross court to Jones. on the wing. And now Jones will dribble back out. Hand it to Armbruster between the circles. Try the right side of the basketball. Layden skips it over. Armbruster dribbles up, runs up, shoots a floater. It won't go. And we get a tie-up on the rebound here. Are you going to call a foul? He is. Foul on number 10 on Duryea. Who do you call it on? I don't think that's right. No, they called it on the Tigers. It's on Paxton Armbruster. It's his second, so now we should walk to the other end, I think, and shoot free throws here. 15-11. So Jackson Baum trying to get an explanation. There's no one and one on a turnover. I'm not going to argue because he looks like he could play for any NFL team. But, man, I thought that wasn't necessarily an offensive foul. I thought that would be a two shots. Oh, well, I learned something new tonight. Here's a skip pass across the floor. Driving it up there will be Bowling. He'll take it back to the left side. We got a whistle. And either palming or double dribble. I'm not sure what he called it. I think he called that palming. 15-11. We're stuck at that score here. Tigers have only got 2 points, making 4 points this quarter. And here we go. Back to live action. Bodie Jones kicks the ball out. Left side wing. Three-pointer no good for Simpson. And now we're going to have three free throws for Simpson. Foul will be on Emmett Glothar. Now that's his third. That's huge because Emmett has 14 and the Titans 15 points. Now at the line will be Carson Simpson to shoot three. All right. First all the way up and good. The Tigers are finally off that 11 mark. Got a minute 19 to go on the half. Second one up. Short, no good. He'll have another one here. In for the Titans again. Reed Shep, 6 foot junior. Gawthor and his three fouls will sit down. Third free throws up and good for Simpson again. He's got two out of three, and we've got a 2 point ball game. 15-13. Simpson out, back in for the Tigers. Ethan Morris. See the Tigers get done with Gawthor out of there. Said he's got 14 of the Titans, 15 points. Detman for three on the rim. No. Cottle with the rebound and fouled. Foul will go on Reed Shep. His first. We're going to walk to the other end and shoot a couple more free throws. 63 seconds to go in the half. We're on pace for a game to finish tomorrow morning. Free throw up. No good for Cottle. Tigers were 1-for-2 in the first quarter. Up, no good, off the side. Rebound, held ball, will go to the Titans this time. 61 seconds to go in the half. Kaney and Detman will work it up the floor through the circle of midcourt for the Titans. Off the right side with the pass, he goes down to Duryea. Cross-court pass, stolen away, all the way in. Banger, can't go, can't get it to go. Up high and down hard. Oh, my goodness, the Tigers going for that rebound, getting hit hard was Ethan Morris. He is on the floor, and he came down on his tailbone, it looked like. Man, that's the second time this week I've seen somebody hit like that. Inter night, young man landed on his head like that. Oh, goodness. So with Morris down, we'll take a 30-second timeout. It's 15-13. The Titans lead. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC and the NSC Sports Radio Network.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
At McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse, Fall City High School is 15-13. HTRS with the lead here over the Fall City Tigers. And we still got an injured Tiger on the floor after a hard fall, trying to get a rebound down there and getting up. And going to be helped off of the floor is Ethan Morris. He hit hard. It looked to me like he landed on his hip, what I could see of, and he's not putting any weight at all on his left leg. So they're helping him. Gail Dunkus and Andy Armbruster helping him to the locker room. Now, what have we got here situation-wise? I'm not sure. Tiger ball. Tiger ball between the scorer's table and the Titan bench here. Near side, the north side, as we look at it here, from the north side of the floor, Tigers going to the east bucket here in the first half. Into the game is Payson and Carson Simpson. Well, it's over and back. They threw it back to Bodie Jones, who was in the backcourt on the inbound. And he didn't get his both feet established in the front court when he threw in the ball. So we'll come back the other way. Titan ball. 29 on the shot clock. 33 and a half on the game clock here. Titans want a little air out of it here. Detman with it. Looks around. Plays catch with Bowling. Bowling. Detman now to Cook. Back it goes, 15 on the clock, 9 on the shot clock, skip it over, 3 ball up, well short by Detman. Here come the Tigers to the front court. It's going to be Banger off to Jones for 3, and off the rim, no good. And our halftime score, Humboldt Table Rock Senior, 15, Fall City Tigers, 15-13. We played to a 6-6 tie in that second quarter. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back and give you the halftime numbers after this 2-minute break on KTNC.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction. Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
When healthcare goes beyond expectations, people get better, faster. That's the goal behind quality healthcare. A nurse's compassion, a surgeon's skill, a committed support staff. Each caregiver excels in what they do and what they deliver. Going beyond standard procedures, bringing a higher level of healthcare. Quality.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, we are back here at McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse at Falls City High School. It's halftime, and our score is 15-13. Humboldt Table Rock Senior with the lead. Interesting ball game. Lots of calls by the officials. Traveling, palming, fouls, you name it. Our halftime report is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. And I'm not saying the referee's doing a bad job. I just, there's been a lot of calls, and deservedly so. Both teams have made their share of mistakes. We've had turnovers and all different varieties and a lot of fouls in the first half. Scoring in the first half for the Tigers, they're behind. So Paxton Armbruster has 6. Bodie Jones with 2. 2 for Ethan Morris. 1 for Jacoby Banger. And 2 for Carson Simpson. The Tigers are 4 out of 11 at the free throw line in the first half. Went 3 of 9 in the second quarter. For Humboldt Table Rock Steiner, they have 15 on the board. Emma Gothar has 14 of those points in the first half. And Cole Hunziker has the other point on a free throw. It's 15-13. The Titans have the lead. Emma Gothar has 3 fouls, 2 each for Kamian Devon and Garrett DeDurie for the Titans. For the Tigers, Elijah Layton has 3, 2 each on Bodie Jones and Paxton Armbruster, along with Jacoby Banger and Keeson Davis. And the Tigers' Ethan Morris has just 1 foul, but he hit hard and had to be helped off the floor right before halftime. So we'll see what his situation is when we return to action here in the second half. In the girls' game tonight, Humboldt Table Rock Steiner with the win over Fall City, 44-20. Other games around the neighborhood, Freeman over Johnson Brock, 61-54. Weeping Water beats Sacred Heart tonight in girls play, 47-42. JCC over Pawnee City, 62-23. And Lord Central Catholic over Brownell Talbot, 45-26. That's the numbers we have for now. That's our halftime report. It's brought to you by Highland Community College. Highland Community College, they are far from debt. They're close to home. You can find out more about Highland Community College online at highlandcc.edu. We'll check the weather after we hear from our sponsors, then more from our sponsors in second half action coming up here in a little bit on KTNC.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska. HVAC services include HVAC install, equipment replacement, new construction, and any repairs. Plumbing services include install, repairs, servicing, new construction, and sewer cleaning. They are on Facebook. In Auburn, call 402-414-7083. Falls City, 402-245-5083. Bringing comfort from our home to yours.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency in Falls City and Auburn today.
Hey, everybody. Bart here at Farm and City Supply in Falls City. Tired of winter? Yeah, me too. But guess what? It ain't going anywhere yet. Come on in and check out our Sunfire heaters, Carhartt clothes, dry shod boots, Milwaukee power tools. If you need to cut a little wood, we got a great selection of steel chainsaws. But if you're thinking spring, hey, we can cover you there too. Rec-Tec grills, got great line of sprayers, sprayer supplies, hoses, banjo fittings, pumps, you name it. We're ready for you.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha have been your true and local hometown bank. No branches, just roots. In downtown Hiawatha, visit cfbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC Fall City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko. Mostly clear skies and light winds for tonight. Lows will make it down to the upper 20s to near 30. Friday, an abundance of sunshine. Winds remain light. Highs warm into the upper 50s to near 60. Friday night, clouds will be on the increase. Rain chances arrive after midnight. Lows drop to 38. Winds still light. Saturday, cloudy, rain likely. Highs top out near 53. Winds east-northeast, 5 to 10. Saturday night, slight chance for rain lingers before midnight, then gradual clearing. Lows fall back to 34. Winds will be light. Looking ahead to Sunday, sunny. Highs reach 62. Winds north around 5 miles per hour. And then Sunday night, clear to partly cloudy, and lows head down to 41. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now it's 46.
Did you know early detection can make all the difference in fighting lung cancer? A study by the National Cancer Institute reveals CT scans can reduce lung cancer deaths by 20% in patients aged 55 to 74. This life-saving technology can catch the disease in its earliest stages when treatment is most effective. If you're in this age group, it's time to consider a CT scan as part of your routine health care. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about how early detection can save lives.
At Fast Global Solutions, we believe in excellence on the field and in our work. That's why we're proud to support area school athletics. With decades of experience, Fast is a trusted leader in designing and building airline, cargo, and material handling equipment used worldwide. Launch your career at Fast. Strong values, small town spirit, global impact. That's Fast Global Solutions. Learn more at workatfast.com.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group, direct written premium.
Ella Martial Arts is having a glow party Saturday, February 14th. Let us entertain the kids this Valentine's Day with an evening of fun games and activities, all while glowing in the dark. The glow party is 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. It's only $30 per person for ages 6 to 16. And we'll have pizza too. Sign up today, 402-380-3383. For the glow party at Ella Martial Arts in Fall City, 402-380-3383.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, we're going to take it back here. All right, the band is done for now. We're back at McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse, Fall City High School, where the HCRS Titans lead the Fall City Tigers, and our boys' game tied by a score of 15-13 at halftime. Emmett Glothar will start the third quarter on the floor for the Titans. He's got 14 of the 15 points. Reddy's committed three fouls in the ball game so far. It's going to be Tiger basketball. Start quarter number three. What do we have now? We've got blood on somebody already. At halftime, who's got blood on their jersey? Oh, I see. Okay, now we're going to wait a moment. Paxton Armbruster, top of his jersey, has, I assume it's blood. It looks like blood. They're not letting the game start. Could also be strawberry pop. It came right off, whatever it was. So now we're good to go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, 5 and 5. Let's play basketball. Goodness. This is a bit of a strange game here so far going on. Here we go. And the good news is Ethan Morris is out on the floor for the Tigers. And Glothar steals the inbound, and the ball is batted away from him up the floor. Good hustle back by the Tigers, and after that was knocked away, it'll be Titan ball. And Morris is back in the ballgame. Boy, he looks like he was badly hurt when he left the floor. Couldn't put any weight on that leg at all. A lob into Glothar, right underneath the bucket, up and in. He's going right back to work. He now has, let's see, that's a 13-14. He has 16 of the 17 of the Titan points. All right, to the front court, Paxton Arbor out to Bodie Jones. They play catch with it out top. Glothar on the point of the 1-3-1 here. Inside out, down to Morris. Back out top is Armbruster. Drilling in, gets it away to Jacoby Banger. He can't kick the runner from the right side. And out with the basketball, Kamian Detman. Detman directing traffic, goes off to Darius Bowling. He'll go into Glothar up. No. Got his own rebound. No, and missed it again. And the Tigers coming down to the rebound, Jacoby Banger, and he can't hang on to it. And the ball goes out of bounds. 7 minutes, 1 minute gone by here in this third period. It's going to be quieter the rest of the night, boys and girls. The band has left the building. They've done a great job, but boy, it's hard to hear when they're playing. Now, Tigers wanted a travel call there and didn't get it. With the ball, Garrett Durier out to Glothar. Now a three-pointer on the right side is up and good, but we got a whistle before the shot. An offensive foul on the Titans before the shot got off on Darius Bowling, his first, and the first foul of the third quarter. So that cost the Titans three. And it'll be Tiger ball ready to go. So to the front court comes Bodie Jones with the basketball. He'll throw it across there for Armbruster. Back to Jones. Back over to Armbruster. Dribbles up once. Three ball on the rim. No. Rebound controlled by Fall City. Down with it is Banger. And then he tackles the guy that got the rebound. It goes the other end. Glothar had it taken away. Bodie Jones has got it. Banger just got one of the best ankle tackles we saw even during football season. Now on the right side, Banger goes in, splits two defenders off the glass with the right hand, got it. Jacoby Banger with his first field goal tonight. It's 17-15. Titans with the lead by two. The biggest lead of the game has been five. Left side, Kamian Detman on the elbow. Holds it back out top. He swings the ball to the top to Durier. Play catch, Glothar for three from the top of the key. In, out, no. Rebound comes off to Bodie Jones on the side. Bodie Jones will come up the floor on the right side. The Tigers can tie it or take a lead with a long ball here. They've not been very successful. They've got 1 3-pointer tonight. Cross court, Jones with it. Now it gives off, and he and... No, it's deflected out of there by Glothar. That's going to be Tiger ball. Glothar got a finger on it and deflected the ball. So Banger will inbound. He'll get it in there to Armbruster. Back down to Banger. Gives it inside and up and down and a foul. We have a tie ball game and maybe a lead coming here for the Tigers. Foul on the Titans will go against Darius Bowling, his second. Second foul of the quarter. Armbruster at the free throw line made the bucket. He's got eight, looking for nine, and he's got it. A three-point play puts the Tigers ahead now. 18-17, our fourth lead change of the game. timeout. HTRS with 5:07 to go in the third, and we're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Life is chaotic enough already. Choose stability by joining F&M Bank, where stability has mattered since 1882. Through it all, we've remained your locally chartered bank right here in Falls City. As the only truly local bank in the area, we take pride in local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. That means decisions affecting your life are made here, not by a corporate office in another town or another state. Our world headquarters, proudly in Falls City. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Full timeout taken here by the Titans. Coach Jamie Stice wanted to talk it over with his squad. Falling behind now 18-17. Two teams huddled up with our coaches. 3-point shots have been at a premium tonight. The Tigers have made one. Titans have not made any so far. In fact, they've only got one player with a field goal. That's Emma Gothar. He has 4 field goals and 16 points, all of them 2-pointers. All right, the ball comes in. Front court, Garrett Durier. Tigers playing man-to-man defense here. And they're trying to get it to Gothar on the left block. Can't get it there. Now down to Bowling. Darius pulls out top. Free throw line. Down the lane. Up and in, and a foul. Titans get the lead back. Nice play. The ball goes in. The foul on Bodie Jones. Bodie's third. First foul of the half. Quarter. At the line. That's her first field goal for anyone besides Emma Glauber wearing a Titan jersey tonight. Darius Bowling connects on the 3-point play. And the lead now goes back to HTRS, 20-18 with the 3-point play. In for Falls City, Carson Simpson. He checks in for Bodie Jones, who sits down with 3 fouls. So now, handling the basketball, out top, Paxton Armbruster comes near side to Banger. Coming up to the top, Davis. Cross court. Oh, nearly knocked away. Gothar tipped it. It goes off his leg. It rolled away from it, rolled all the way down the floor. Nobody can catch up with it. It's out of bounds. It'll be Tiger ball in front of the Titan bench. 17 seconds left on the shot clock here. 4.5 to play in the third quarter. Up the floor to Ethan Morris. Cross court. It's Banger. Inside, shot up and good. 2-pointer for Kaysen Davis. And we're tied at 20, our fourth tie of the ball game. Front court for the Titans. Out top, Gothar, top of the key. Left side, Kamian Detman, runner with the left hand. Good. Detman with his first field goal makes it 22-20. HTRS with the lead. Morris up the floor. Triple team as he throws the ball inside to Davis. Davis knocked down, trying to spin out of there and make a pass. And a foul will go on the Titans. Garrett Durier, his third. Team foul number 3 of the quarter. Durier will sit down. John Cook, 6-foot senior, checks in. Triggering in from the baseline is Jacoby Banger. He looks. He looks, and he got a 5-second call. Nobody moving enough to get open for the Tigers, and good defense by the Titans. 22-20, HTRS looking for win number 10 on the year. Take the ball to Cole Hunziker at the high post. He'll kick it out, 3 ball in and out. How did it get out? Put up there by Bowling. Man, that ball is halfway in the hole. Tiger rebound to the front court, and now a pass tip stolen by Detman. Tigers try to steal it back, but can't get it. Now Detman will bring it up the floor to the front court off to Cook. Left side of the floor, Gothar, top of the key, fires, rim, no. Rebound to Davis. Jason Davis ahead to Armbruster all the way to the hole. Up. No. Crawford went down trying to draw a foul. Didn't get it. Offensive rebound brought down by Davis. Now we have another foul. Foul is on Cole Hunziker. His second. Team foul number four. All right, Gothard trying to draw the foul, went down. Tried to get up and get the rebound. Kept it alive, then his teammate got called for a foul. So the Tigers will inbound from the baseline. Bounce pass into Davis beyond the three-point line. Now cross-court again. Boy, the Tigers are in dangerous passes. Down in the corner for three. It's up. It's no good from the left side for Simpson. Rebound to the Titans, and they head up the floor with a two-point advantage. Damian off the side, Kamian Detman, and go inside, and there's Gothard back at work. He's got points 17 and 18, and the lead is four. 24-20, 2:25 to go. Inside, out, and now it's going to be Jacoby Banger out to Morris. He missed everything short. Foul on the rebound. We got a whole bunch of frustrated basketball players. Each team, they're not quite sure, unable to really get in the flow of this game. It's just been an interestingly called basketball game. Again, I'm not saying it's wrong. It's just a little different than what we normally see. Now, with it, Gothard out. Damian Detman for three. Got it from the elbow on the left side. Detman has got two hoops in the quarter, and 5 points. And the lead is the biggest of the night. It's 7 points for HTRS after the Tigers have taken the lead. This ball gets through somehow. Saved in by Davis. And it goes in. Davis got the basket. Saved in by Simpson. Jones back in for the Tigers. Three ball left side, no good by Cook. Rebound foul with 93 seconds to go in the quarter. Foul on Cole Hunziker, his third. And we should be going down to shoot some free throws, and we are. With a minute 33 to go in the third period. At the line will be Jason Davis. 4 points in the contest. He gets himself set at the line. Free throw up and good. 27-23. Hunziker sits down, replaced in the tight lineup by Garrett Gurrier, who also has three fouls. Davis ready, fires, and he banked it in from the free throw line. The bank's open tonight. Goes 27-24. Pressure by the Tigers. They get away, do the Titans all the way up the left sideline. Now Cook has it. And a three ball from the right side, well short by Durier. Offensive rebound. Detman can't connect. Gothard comes down with the ball. Got it, lost it, got it back, shot it, made it, and he is fouled. Foul on the Tigers on Jacoby Banger, his third. Third foul of the quarter on the Tigers. Detman with the bucket has 20. I'm looking for 21 here. Free throw up. Short. No. Rebound grabbed up by the Tigers by Jason Davis. Banger up the floor. Right side to Armbruster. Out top Jones. Swing it far left side of the floor. Now into the hands of Elijah Layden. With it. Now Armbruster and a reach-in foul. Going to put the Tigers back at the free throw line. Titan foul on number one, John Cook. No, Jack Hilgenfeld. Excuse me. Hilgenfeld. I've been giving you the wrong name here for a while. That's Hilgenfeld, number one. Not John Cook. I apologize. I looked at the wrong line. Free throw up and no good for Paxton Armbruster. He's now 2 out of 4 at the line, has 9 points in the ball game. Everybody's set. We got 54 seconds to go in the third. free throw up, and it rattled home for Paxton Armbruster. He's in double figures with 10. We got a four-point game. All right, in the backcourt, Damian Detman with it up the floor. His pass knocked loose, and it nearly caught by one Tiger. He saved it in, and he saved it off the leg of his own player. Armbruster threw it off the leg of Bodie Jones, and the ball will belong to the Titans underneath the bucket. Triggering is Darius Boyd. It gets in. Diving for it, making the steal, is going to be the Tigers. It's going to be Banger. And as he's on the deck, the Tigers call timeout to save the possession. 38.9 seconds to go in the quarter. It's a four-point Titan lead. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The need for blood never takes a day off. Nemaha County Hospital wants to remind us about their upcoming blood drive on February 19th. Every donation helps patients facing surgery, cancer treatment, emergencies, and other critical needs. One simple act can make a life-saving difference. Please reach out to Carla Pettyjohn to schedule a time to give blood on February 19th. Your donation can help ensure a safe, reliable blood supply for our community. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
38.9 seconds ago in the third quarter, the Tigers trailing the Titans 29-25. All right, let's see. Into the game for HTRS, Reed Shupp. And now Coach Jamie Seiss wants to put in a different player, and he has to use a timeout to do it. He could not make a change after this situation we were in. So he had to use up a timeout to get the player in the game he wanted. We'll take another 30-second break and be back on KTNC.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, we're back here and ready to go. Tiger basketball, 27 on the shot clock, about a three-second difference with the game clock. Bodie Jones down the lane, dishes it back out top to Armbruster, and Paxton moving to the left, gets it off to Banger, and back to Armbruster. Armbruster to Banger. Eight on the shot clock, over to Jones, and they threw it wide. Just a bad pass. I mean, just flat missed him. Jones had to jump in the air and jump backwards, try to get it. It goes off his hands. It was a situation where he went one way, the ball went another. He just misfired. Up the floor, in the backcourt, the defender. Tigers steal it away from Detman, and a layup. Steal and a layup for Paxton Armbruster. He's got 13, and it's a two-point game as that ends the third quarter. HGRS 29, Fall City 27. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC and the NSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind? Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
here at McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse. We have a two-point lead for the Humboldt Table Rock Senior Titans over the Fall City Tigers. Our presenting sponsors for this game, F&M Bank in Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, and local folks at F&M Bank in Fall City. And the Titans throw it away. They threw the ball over on the right side to Garrett Durier. He went to throw it back to the point guard who had made his decision that he was going to the right side of the floor toward the baseline. And they threw a blind pass right to the scorer's table. Tiger ball with a chance to tie or even take a lead here with the long ball. Left side with it. Simpson has it. Goes in the middle. Shot short. No good by Davis. Rebound out of there. Here comes Glomper. One on three all the way to the hole and rattles it in off the backboard. 22 points now for Glomper. 31-27. Titans lead. Take it left side. Here's a drive. Jacoby Banger. Reverse layup. No, that was Paxton Armbruster. Excuse me. Paxton Armbruster now with 15 in the ball game. Two-point advantage, Titans with the ball. Front court, inside to Glauther. Nice move. Got the defender in the air. Went under him and got two more. He's got 24. Now we've got an official timeout here for what? We got blood again on somebody. Banger. Got blood somewhere. Elbow. So he'll have to check out of the game. Tigers come in with Ethan Morris again. All right, we'll wrap him up down here in the Tiger bench. We'll be back momentarily, I'm sure. Cross court, bad pass, stolen away, and a layup at the other end for Kamian Detman. The Tigers have made some awful passes tonight. Got away with a few of them, but not that one. Come the other way now. The Tigers down by 6, 35-29. On the baseline. Give the ball inside. Knocked away in too much traffic. Stolen away by Bowling. So here come the Titans up the floor again. Out on the right side to Garrett Durier. Durier with it. Gives it away to Hunziker. With it again. Detman out top. Three ball up and down. Darius Bowling now with six in the ball game, and the lead all of a sudden is the biggest of the game, 9 points for the Titans. Timeout Tigers back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way. From oil changes to complete engine rebuilds, your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we're back here at the McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse. It's 6-10 to go in the game. In the fourth quarter, the Titans have stretched their lead out to 38-29 here. Tigers called the timeout. It was 29-27, I believe. What was the score? Tigers had it 29-27, yeah. Now it's 38-29. Titans with the lead. Tiger basketball. They've got the right just under the elbow wrapped up on Jacoby Banner, so he's back in the ball game. And we're ready to go. Banger has on the right side. Looking in. Gets the ball underneath and off the glass. It rolls off the rim for the Tigers there by Payson Davis. Wouldn't go. Throw the ball inside. Turn around. Off the glass. The shot good for Emma Glother. He is heating up again. He's got 26 now. He had 14 at halftime. And here's a three ball left wing. Three ball up. No good for the Tigers. Offensive rebound by Falsey. Banger kept alive. Now Armbruster for three. off the glass, no. Bangert another rebound. He'll get the ball up. Morris passes off. It's Bangert into the paint. Floats it up with the right hand. Off the glass. The bank is open again. Bangert now with five. It's 40-31. The lead momentarily there was 11. And now a lob pass across. Skip pass with it. Came in Detman. And the ball's loose. There's a scramble for it. And Tigers knocked it loose. Glothar couldn't catch up with it. It scrambles out of bounds. The Tigers get the ball. Out of the game goes Carson Simpson. Kaysen for the Tigers. Excuse me. And Carson. I got Kaysen and Carson right next to each other on my score pad. That's not easy. Bodie Jones on the left side of the floor. Comes cross court with it. Now to Morris. Down in the corner. Armbruster back out to the top. Swing it over. Left side of the floor. It's Jacoby Banger down to Bodie Jones. Three ball in the corner. Up, no. Rebound. Held ball will go to the save of the Tiger in this time. On the tie-up with 4:40 to play. Inbounding from the baseline will be Paxton Armbruster. Bring it in. Swing it around to the left side. And it's Armbruster. Triple teamed, and he turns, and a little turnaround jumper, good off the glass. 17 for Armbruster, 11 here in the second half. The lead is down to 7. Tigers need some stops here. Playing man-to-man defense on the end for the Tigers here. Armbruster says, I need out of the game, coach. He's winded. Here's the ball thrown across, and a drive by Duryea up. No. Rebound brought down by the Tigers by Banger. He'll get it to Armbruster. He's going to go around. No, he's going to be fouled. A blocking foul on Cole Hunziker will be his fourth first foul of the period. So what are we doing here? So trying to get out of the game was Armbruster tugging on his jersey saying, I need out. He's coming over to the side, and the referee stopped him for some reason. Horn sound, I guess it made him wait for him, made the call. All right, now anyway, we're all set. Now out top, it is a three ball for Bangert. He missed it off the side, and the rebound brought down by the Titans by Emmett Glothar. He'll throw it ahead up the floor to Duryea. He'll leave it back now for Darius Bowling. 3:40 to go. The clock becoming the friend of the Titans here, up by 7. A drive down the lane, a dish, and oh, it wouldn't go for Hunziker. That ball rolled from the left side of the rim. It rolled out to the front and fell out. And we got a foul on the rebound on the Titans here, called on Kamian Detman. His third of the game, the second of the quarter on the Titans. Now, we're reaching this point in the game where Fall City may have to commit some fouls to put them on the line. They haven't committed any here in the fourth quarter. Bounce pass to the inside. Kick it out. And Morris for three. No. He ends up on the deck. Getting up. Headed down the floor. Titan rebound. To the front court, they give it to Glothar. Emmett, 26 points. Hands it off there to Bowling. They're going to run a little weave out top here. Run some of that 35-second clock off. Detman down the lane on the right side. A whistle and a foul here. Let's see. I think I know who it is. But, yeah, I got one right. Bodie Jones called for his fourth. First one of the fourth quarter, but that's okay because we're under 3 minutes. Tigers going to have to put a couple fouls if they get in a situation. They want to foul, put them at the line. Lob it in to Glothar. And it works the dribble on the right side. Hand it off. Now new shot clock with that foul. Glothar has it. Moving up. Free throw circle. Pass it off to Bowling. Bowling to Detman. Kamian working the dribble. Off to Glothar. 15 on the shot clock. Precious time ticking away against the Tigers here. 9 on the shot clock. Glothar's got it. He's headed down the right side. Pulls up. Hand-checking foul before the shot, I think. Foul on Jacoby Banger, his fourth. He's got 4. Bodie Jones has got 4 for the Tigers. 3 on Layden. lob it in at the new shot clock, and it's knocked away by Jacoby Banger, but Glothar runs it down in the backcourt. Now up the floor, Detman fires the three. Not sure that's what you wanted there, folks. You might want to hold that ball and run some more clock. Rebound coming down to Ethan Morris for the Tigers. He'll get the ball to Bodie Jones, and the Tigers are down by seven. Nearly lost it, and we got a foul as Jones was getting the loose ball. He got bumped by Emmett Glothar, who just picked up his fourth foul. Third foul of the period on the Titans. So Glothar's got four now. Best thing the Tigers can do for their perspective now is go right at him, get him out of the game. Easier said than done, obviously. So bring it in. Banger, left side, moving up. He goes into the paint. A lot of traffic, kicks out right side. Arbers for three ball, no. Rebound loose on the far side and is picked up by Darius Bowling off the deck. Now, Detman up the floor, left side, and a steal taken away by Banger. Glothar has to let him go. He missed the layup. Layup is missed. He should have known that Detman's not going to try to block. He's got four fouls. He's let him go. He did exactly what he had to do. And the Tigers just missed the layup. There's a foul that didn't get called. There's one that did get called. Banger is done. That's his fifth foul. He might have got two there for the price of one. Jacoby Banger fouls out with 5 points with a minute 22 to go. Bodie Jones back in with four fouls. Paxton Armbruster, who has missed the game Tuesday because of illness, looks like he's worn out. You miss the game because you're sick a couple days, you're not going to recover that quick, maybe, to play a full game again. Titan ball, minute 9 to go, 21 on the shot clock. With it, Detman, left side. They're running a weave out top. Give it to Glothar. Yeah, that's where you want it if you're the Titans. No doubt. Now he's going to head to the hole. Goes in. A lot of contact. Tiger foul will put Glothar at the line to shoot a pair. Foul will go on Kason Davis, his third. Team foul number 3 of the quarter. And Glothar back to line. 26 points in the game. First one up and off the back, no good. The lead is still 7. There's only 56 seconds to go in the game. Second free throw for the Titan senior. Up. Missed it. Long rebound. Caroms out to Ethan Morris. Tigers got to get the ball towards the hoop. Over to Armbruster, down the lane, off the glass, up and good. He's got 19 in the game. Timeout, Fall City. Down to 5, 40-35, and we're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
4 minutes left. Back here at Fall City High School. Sacred Heart leading Weeping Water. The boys again about 6 minutes ago in the fourth quarter. The Irish boys up 61-15 over Weeping Water tonight. Auburn defeats Lincoln Lutheran tonight in boys' play, 57-37. The Auburn boys, highly ranked, only lost once this year. Johnson Brock, the game over on Sunny 101.3, leading Freeman 37-36 with about half of the fourth quarter left. Johns County 70, Pawnee City in boys' action, 70-24 tonight. All right, here we go. Tigers on the defense, and it's going to be knocked away. But recovered by the Titans. Good job by Morris. Here's Detman. They get to the front court. Tigers got to commit fouls in a hurry here. And they finally get Gothard fouled. The foul on Ethan Morris, his second. That's team foul number four, so they got a foul one more time. Oh, they say that's five. I must have missed one. One, two, three, four. Oh, that is five. I'm sorry. So Devin will go to the line again where he just missed two. And now he's missed three, four in a row. Detman, one more to Cunningham, 36.3 seconds to go. Free throw on the way up and missed again. Titans not taking advantage of their free throw opportunity. Here's Bodie Jones, got to shoot it, fellas. Morris for three on the rim. It won't go. Detman the rebound. You got to foul him. Jones has got four fouls. He can't. You're going to have to, though. Finally, Morris gets there, but that takes the clock down to 18 seconds. Bodie Jones knew he had four fouls, but sometimes you have to sacrifice yourself. And at the free throw line for the first time tonight, Kenyon Detman, 7 points for Detman, all in the second half. 18.8 seconds left. The lead is five. Free throw for the lefty on the way up. And it hit the back of the rim, went to the front, went to the back flat iron, set there, and rolled off to the right side. Out of the game comes Elijah Layden. Into the game for the Tigers comes Grant Kobza. All right. Free throw up and good. So one out of two makes it a 6-point game. Tigers got to shoot it and score in a hurry here. And they hand the ball off to Armbruster. And he had his foot on the sideline out of bounds with 13 seconds to go. Timeout Titans. Coach Tice wants to talk it over. They'll do so, and we'll be back after this 30-second break on KTNC.
You deserve value beyond what you pay today. Qualifying commercial accounts at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha can now lock in rates for 3 years. That's right, the rate you pay today will be the same for 3 years. It's called Rate Lock, and it's another added value at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Keep your mind on your business and stop thinking about rate changes. Call Roy Fry, 785-284-7611 to see if you qualify and to learn more. That number again, 785-284-7611.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, we're back here at Fall City High School. It is 41-35. The Titans lead the Tigers. Just 13.7 seconds left in the game. Tigers break huddle. Titans beat the Tigers earlier this year, 42-31. It's Titan basketball on the far sideline. See if somebody breaks to the other end of the floor here. They're already scrapping for position here. Triggering in, Darius Bowling. There's two breakers to the basket, and they can't get it in. They got to call timeout. Tigers only have one timeout left. The Titans, I'm not sure how many they have. By my count, they've got one left. And we'll just keep it here this time. It's a full timeout. Give you some other scores from tonight in girls basketball. Earlier here on KTNC, it was the Titan girls beating Fall City 44-20. Freeman girls beat Johnson Brock tonight 61-54. Weeping Water girls upset Class D2, number 2 ranked. Fall City State Hart 47-40. Yeah, Weeping Water team loaded with freshman girls basketball players. Johnson County Central beat Pawnee City 62-23. And it was Lord Central Catholic over Brownell Talbot 45-26 in their game tonight. That's on the girls' side. Lincoln Lutheran defeated Auburn 49-26 as well tonight. Lincoln Lutheran with the win. And I think that's it for the scores on the girls' scoreboard tonight. All right, here we go. Inbounding from the side. They bring it to the backcourt. The catch is made and the foul committed. Ball comes in to Garrett Duryea. He will be fouled immediately by Carson Simpson. His second, so we'll walk down to the other end and shoot two free throws. Duryea at the line for the first time tonight. First free throw is no good. They'll get one more here. 12.5 seconds to go. Up and got it. Lead is now 7. Jones for 3 off the rim. No. Rebound brought down by the Tigers. Put back no good by Morris. And that's going to be the ball game. Your final score, Humboldt Table Rock Steiner 42. Fall City Tigers 35, 42-35, your final score. We'll come back and wrap up the scoring after this 1 minute timeout on KTNC.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, we're back here at McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse. And I know now where my score problem was. Let's wrap it up tonight for the Tigers in the boys' game tonight. They are led by Paxton Armbruster, who had 18 points in tonight's contest. 18 for Paxton Armbruster. It's Bodie Jones with 2, 2 for Ethan Morris, 5 for Jacoby Banger, 6 more for Kaysen Davis, and 2 points tonight for Carson Simpson off the bench for the Tigers. Fall City falls to 4-16 on the season. For the Titans, they improved to 10-12 on the year with tonight's win. Leading the way was Emma Gloth. He dumped in 26 big points tonight for HGRS. Kamian Detman had 8. Darius Bowling had 6. It's 1 for Garrett Duryea and 1 for Cole Hunziker for the Titan total tonight of 42. 42-35, the final score. For the girls' game tonight, it was a win for the Titans, 44-20 over Fall City. Leading the way for the Titans was Lillian Bowen. The senior had 17. Kennedy McFarnan, 10 for the Titans. Fall City led by Brenna Glothar with 6 and 5 for Bella Johansson. That is it for tonight. No basketball tomorrow night on KTNC or on Sunny. We will begin postseason coverage of the girls' tournament next week as the girls begin sub-district play here on KTNC. We'll have Fall City Sacred Heart in action on Tuesday night. I believe it's a 5:30 tip-off in that first game Tuesday night at the Rowe Activity Center for Fall City Sacred Heart as they begin their sub-district postseason action and a hopeful march toward the state tournament for the Lady Irish. That's their wishes anyway. We'll have that coming up again, as I said, on Tuesday night here on KTNC where the Irish will take on Meridian. And then on Tuesday night, also next week, we'll have Johnson Brock in action, the girls on Sunny 101.3. Well, that's going to wrap it up from McNamara Henderson Fieldhouse. HGRS gets both ends of the doubleheader and a girl boy tonight for Fall City. For our studio engineer, Aaron Wisdom, I'm John Nixon. good night, everybody. I do want to tell you one more.